I welcome you all to this Satsangam Enpani. Today, let us do a little mathematics. We know that if you divide, matter reduces. Have you ever seen, if you divide, something getting multiplied? If I have 4 apples, divide it with and share it with 2 people, the number with me will reduce. Whereas, in knowledge and service, if you divide and share, your happiness and satisfaction multiply. I am going to tell you a small story. In fact, this story would be very appealing to children in your family. Rama, Bharata, Lakshmana and Shatrughna were born to Dasharatha. Dasharatha was childless for 60,000 long years, believe me, 60,000 years. Then he conducted a yaga, Putra Kameshti Yaga, which had the power of blessing a child. Yaga, which is mundane, cannot bless. God, who is pleased by conducting this yaga, blesses children. That happened. On a fine day, in the Homakunda, Yaga Kunda, there came up a deva holding a golden pot in his hand. There was Amrita, elixir, in that pot. That Amrita was a sweet porridge. The deva handed over the pot to Dasharatha and advised him to divide the porridge and share with all his 3 wives. As you all know, the eldest wife of Dasharatha was Kausalya, the youngest was Sumitra, and the middle one was Kaikeyi. Dasharatha wisely thought. He divided the porridge, payasam. First he divided into 2 half. He gave the first half to Kausalya. Kausalya immediately consumed and God confirmed that she would give birth to the eldest child who will be eligible to become the emperor. Next, Dasharatha thought. He again divided. If you divide the remaining half into 2, he had now 2 portions, a quarter and another quarter. He gave the first quarter to Sumitra, not to Kaikeyi. So the second serve was to Sumitra. But Sumitra did not consume it immediately. She held it in his right palm, in her right palm. Now Dasharatha had the last quarter in his hand. He could have given it to Kaikeyi. He didn't do so. He divided it further into 2 portions. Quarter divided by 2 would be 1/8 and another 1/8. He gave that first 1/8 to Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi took it, received it, and immediately thought, it's good fortune that Sumitra is yet to consume. She is holding it back. Now let me have it second in the queue. So I would get a child who would be eligible to become a Yuvaraja. So she consumed it second. Now Dasharatha had the last portion, 1/8. He thought many times. Finally shared it with, gave it to Sumitra. Now Sumitra, as you know, has 2 portions in her hands. 1 quarter and the other 1/8. Holding both these portions in both her palms, She meditated on the Lord, Sriman Narayana. She pleaded to Narayana, "I have two portions in my hands. Please bless me with two children and let them be twins. I am going to consume these two portions together, but with a request. Let one portion give birth to a great noble soul who will be in eternal service of God. Let the other portion give birth to a better soul, a soul more noble than the first one, who will be in eternal service of a bhakta, God's servant." So the plea, the prarthana of Sumitra was one boy who could serve God Rama and another boy who could serve the bhakta Bharata. See the greatness, the nobility of Sumitra, the significance of service. We all learn a lot. We continue learning. But more than continuing to learn, serving whatever we learnt, practicing whatever we learnt is more relevant. That's more fruitful. So we learn from Sumitra now, there is no point in just having children, but we are given birth to serve. You know, when did she display that? When Lakshmana was to leave along with Rama, the whole city was weeping. Now, whatever Kaikeyi wanted was Rama to go to the forest. She never wanted Lakshmana to accompany him. But Lakshmana volunteered. Why? Because of the request of his mother. The purpose of Lakshmana's birth was to serve Lord Rama. And Sumitra was jubilant. She was so happy that Lakshmana was accompanying Rama. Will any mother feel happy when her son goes to forest? But she did, because for her, forest means nothing. Being in company of Rama and serving him meant a lot for her. Similarly, when Bharata went to his maternal uncle's place, Shatrughna religiously followed him, accompanied him. As a man's shadow, Shatrughna followed Bharata always. So we must know from these two, Lakshmana and Shatrughna, who were born twins, they were born for a purpose, to serve God and to serve God's servants. Bhagavat Bhakta and Bhagavata Bhakta. Bhagavan Kadiyavan and Adiyar Kadiyavan. So the purpose of our birth is to serve. If you live for yourself, it is not going to give you happiness or satisfaction. If you live for others, if you look for your parents, do better to them. Look at your teachers, do better for them. Look at the society, do something to them. Then we would have realized the purpose of this birth. Thank you.